ונשרי פעלה עוד תרומו, יהיו אחרי כל מיני הגרונמי, לגבי ישראל יסלח ולא יורש, כי מתם אסלו ולזכות עם הסיסי כשלטי לו, דיקאי מורם פרדם הנידו, ריקי ונהיה מתם ולאחים ולא יורשים, ונעבד הקירו ברי קודם ולזכות עם, וממרגלו ליטרון לגמרי.
רשי,
דם, לגבי ראי, כלוי שכיח, חושב ראי. אוי, אומר רובי, זי ויתומי יפיעו לבי שם. דזיבי, או בניבית כחובים, יסתומי, זמיתמי, מרבונון, איב מקורים לבי שם. קריי, דקרי, או בניבית כחובים, יסתוי רפיעו לבי שם. In other words, Bisham Bisil have a machlikas in regard to Damavir's Kechovim. So Bishama is mitayer and Bisilel says, it's mitami lach v'leyovish, sherei kochmim raglel. So, but, vis-a-vis zive, so even Bishama is machmir, that it's mitamei, and vis-a-vis keri in Kechovim, so even Bisilel is making. זי ויתומי אפילו בשמי, דויקל מי ודקירי, בקריי, קריי תויר אפילו בישראל, עובד ברבון הנקירי, כאיכל לליסחפה ליתרום וביקוצ'י, ולבד הקירי בזי וי, ולתמוי לקריי, זי וליתולי במייסי, גוזר רבון, קריי תולי במייסי, וגוזר בי רבון, דרש. זי ושלי לסחובי, תומי אפילו בשמי. ומכיר לבדם אישו, וזה אפשר זוכר מידע, שהטיפו מטעם האחרים במאג. קריי, תויר אפילו בסילד השיח וזרע, או בנקום, איזנק מטעם, איבן בסילד השיח. Why not? עבדה ביקירה דלידה דתומסי דחובים דרבון, דבסיל נאמה הקירה בוי, כדידם רינו מדם וזכחובים, ריקוב מי מרגלו כריקוב, כריקוב, not a beast, there should be a hop כריקוב מי מרגלו that itself is a hacker the fact that it's not מטעם יוביש ולא יתימו לך ליוביש, יוס לך כי ישראל לא יתימו לך ליוביש כי ישראל וגבי זוב, וגבי ישראל נאמה כל תמי סוף לכם ולא יבישים אילו מתאר אחד מנהל לגמרי לקקר Some mele, even Bisil is made that the carry of an akum is not mitam, as a hacker. As a hacker. Alright. Lemon is silent that Shechvazera of an akum is not mitam, even mirabon. Even it's chov in Shepolto Shechvazera mi Yisroel, may oh. Ubas Yisroel Shepolto Shechvazera mi Yisroel, may oh. My love, te og muo. So it says, Bas Yisroel, Shepolto Shechvazera Menevit Chobin, is Teiro. Mashma, if Mirabon is Teiro. Why? Because the Shechvazera is the Shechvazera of a Nochri, of an Akum. So it's a Raye to Rav Ezdin. Loi, the Gemara says, no Raye to Rav Ezdin. Because the pshat in that Mishneh, in Mikvois, could be that it's Teiro Midraisi, but maybe Midrabanon, it is Mitame. Loi Teiro Midraisi, and Tmeiro Midrabanon, that could be the pshat, Bidarach Tchiyeh Be'almed Yimoisi. Toshma, Nimtze Seimir Shechvazera Shon Yisroel, Tmeiro B'chol Mokem, Yafiru B'meir Yichovim, בשלב יתחובים, יסתיר בכל מוקים, even if it is, comes out from a ישראלית, ואפילו מישראלית, חוץ ממרגליים שבו. So, in other words, if it is מיורף, the פסיכה, פסיכה means מיורף, במי מרגליו, תנאי, because of the מי מרגליים, כדאמרינו ליל, גוזר עליהם שהיא כזובי, אבל קל יתויר, כדאמרינו, עובד ברבון הנקיר. So, why couldn't we say that this also means Midraise? No, because it says Chutz Miraglayim Shebo. If it means Midraise, so then the Chutz Miraglayim Shebo would mean that if it's Miura with the Miraglayim, it's Tome Midraise. And the Miraglayim of an Avaris Kovim is not Tome Midraise. It's not Tome Midraise. So Mele, we have to say that it means Rabon. V'chitim v'chanam etir midrayis ha'utmim midrabon, ot miraglayim midrayisim mitame, elu shmamino, tira afu midrabonon, shmamino. Alright. Afil mei v'chobim shtar osana ha'beget im atenu, chutz mi miragleo shabo, di psiche yifiz mure, b'mei ragleo otmei, k'damino liu gozra alin shkizom, ma'avokar yitoya, k'damino avu rabon nekin. So there is a rayon. To Rav's din, that the carry, the shechazera of an akum, is toyo legamre, not even mitam rabona is a heker, even according to Bishop.
Alright. Is an argument to Rabbah?
No, on the contrary, it's a rioter.
Right.
Omama, shechazera ashal Yisrael, mei obichol mokein, afil b'mei b'edes kichovim, tifshet, דיבוי רב פופה, דיבוי רב פופה, שכבזר אשר ישראל במי חוב עם
האור.
What's the name? ביסי הדימו, if it's נפלט, within 3 days. So then, נשתן שבס, we have a מחלקס הנועים, for how long does it have a חלי שם שכבזר, so that it is מיתם. All right, so one mandoma says 3 days, and one mandoma says, three anus, and one says six anus, three misles, 72 hours, all right, whatever. But there is a certain zman. So according to Mandoma, that he has a chalashem shechvazera, if it is niflet within 3 days. So, b'soyo dimu loika mi boyalil rafap. So if it is niflet, a shechvazera of Israel in Ochris was Pilates, a shechvazera of Israel within 3 days. So then certainly it's mitame. After 3 days. Now don't think that this is strange, it's not strange at all. My Israel did I give a mitzvah's whole gefaye, umasriach. If it can hold him the loy daige be mitzvahs, loy chovel gefaye ve loy masriach. Because the higher the internal temperature of the woman, the more quickly it is masriach. And then it cannot fertilize the egg cell. If it's masriach, it cannot fertilize the egg cell. If it's incapable biologically to fertilize the egg cell, so then it does not have a din of a chalei shem shechvazer. Only if it is capable of fertilizing the egg cell. Now if it's nisrach, so then it's not capable of fertilizing the egg cell. That's why, I mean,
what does nisrach mean?
It starts disintegrating, you know, becomes putrid, you know.
Oh, why?
No, it becomes putrid. Yeah.
Stinky.
That's right. Alright, so the higher the internal temperature, the quicker it is nisrach. It is nisrach. Now the internal temperature of a person. Depends upon the emotional state of the person. Let's say when a person is excited, so his temperature will be a little higher than when he's relaxed. Let's say, what is normal temperature? 98.6. But the same person whose normal temperature is in a relaxed state, 98.6, if you take his temperature after he had an outburst, so then it will be certainly over 99. So, I mean, to be 1 degree higher. So, the the more excited the person is, the higher the temperature. And the higher the temperature, the more quickly the shechvazera is nischach. Some mele the bio of Afpope. It makes very good scientific sense. There is a scientific basis. In other words, maybe the whole aloch that when an isha is beletes shechvazera after 3 days, so it's not mitame. That's only shayach if a Israelis is Pilates the Shechvazer. So the Israelis, because the Israel and the Israelis are more excited than goyim. Of course, there are many goyim who have big tempers, but we are talking about the average. Because a Jew, and we are talking about a Jewish mitzvah, unfortunately today we couldn't even say it, because unfortunately most Jews are not Shema mitzvahs, and they're not motivated by fear lest Chas v'Sholem they'll violate the law of the Torah. But when somebody, you know, is Yirei Hashem, oh, so then that person is an excitable situation. Because he's afraid, maybe he'll be nechshol in that avera, maybe he'll be nechshol in the other avera. I mean, people say about Beis Halevi, I mean, I as a child, I met many elderly people who knew the Beis Halevi very well. So they knew the Beis Halevi and they knew the Netziv. So they say the Beis Halevi and Netziv were both tzaddikim, I mean, shemikim eisom. But there was one big difference. The Netziv, with all his years, was never excited lest Chas v'Sholem he will be mivatel a certain mitzvah, or lest Chas v'Sholem, I mean, the matzeh was not baked kedim. Was it Beis Halevi? When Beis Halevi baked matzeh, it was such excitement, he says. And all the friends of the Beis Halevi used to worry about him before Pesach. He says, maybe Chas v'Sholem to hurt his health, but Baruch Hashem, he never had a heart attack. From this excitement, you don't get a heart attack. But the internal temperature is higher, because a person is excited. He's afraid lest he will not be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah kol. There are so many dinim. Some mele is more excited. If he's more excited, so the internal temperature is higher. If the internal temperature is higher, some mele the shechvazera inside is more quickly, more readily nisrach. So maybe vis-a-vis a Israeli who is relatively more emotional than a nochris, so then, after 3 days, it's already nischach. But Nochri, she has nothing to be afraid of. See, I mean, she has security, she has peace of mind, she's not afraid of Chas v'Sholem Nichshol Naveres. So she's relatively more relaxed. She has more peace of mind. She's not excited. So mainly her temperature is lower. If her temperature is lower, so it takes a longer time for the shechvazera to be nischach. That's the shaila limud. Kikam boi lachagim, my Yisrael did I give you mitzvahs? They're all worried about mitzvahs. Chobel gefaye, so their body is hotter. Umasriach, more quickly. Eli chobel boi daigim mitzvahs. They have peace of mind, they are contented. I mean, they're not emotional. So, dai mitzvahs lechobel gefaye veli masriach. The Gemara says, hai tzove mit rabonon derotich, the reise und derotich. It's not just an outburst. There is something that bothers him, you see, that makes him excited. Why do certain rabonim become excited? Why? Because they can't stand the hypocrisy and the corruption, you know, that exists among Jews. That's why they are excited. It's easy. Oh, if you are a person without righteous indignation, all right, so you can be tolerant and have peace of mind in face of all hours, all injustices, you see. Oidilmo kim deach oidilmo, but then there might be another reason as to why the temperature of the goyim is relatively high, maybe even higher than the temperature of Jews, because they eat kotzim umosim, non-kosher food, and that raises the internal temperature of the body. Oidilmo kim deach kotzim umosim chobu gefaye umasriach. So here there is a machleke between the Shalayim Beisilel and the Raisa level. The Shalayim say that it's toya. It's toya. And Beisil say it's mitamelach velo yovesh. It has tumas mayones. Tumas mayones. Dam tarashom tzara b'shamay. My time of the Beisil. The question is, why the Beisil say it's mitame like reiko mein raglel? Why is it mitame? After all, it couldn't be mitame b'teiras dam nido, because dam teya does not have tumas nido. And b'teiras mayones, so isn't there a loche dum yidereik? It has to be misagel v'yeitze, and dam is not misagel v'yeitze. So what's the tam b'shul? Amar Rav Yitzchok, my zocho le rabbeis mitzeiro le mayonesov, ulin kevo le rabbeis mitzeras le mayoneseo. There is a special zeros hakosuv that the mayonesov of mitzeiro or mitzeras is tome. Mayoneseo. Ilim is homayoneseo like rei. So, Mizochanavki, why do we need a special posik, Ligabe Mitzras, that the Reik is Tome? We have a posik, Lezocho. Ve'adoro less posik in Mitzeo. Ve'adoro benidoso ve'azove zeivei la'zocho ve'lankevo uli'ish asher yishkav imenu. So la'zocho lankevo is miusa, is superfluous. The Torah could have omitted it. So we learn how la'zocho l'rabbis Mitzeo ma'yemeso Ilankevo le rabbis mitzeras le mayenisel. My mayenisel. Ilainish ho mayenisel like reik mizochanavki. Once the Torah mentions lazocho, so we can learn out that just as the reik of the mitzera zocho is tome, the reik of mitzeras le kevo is also tome. Eloi domo. The answer is the posik lankevo is needed to advise us in regard to something that is peculiar to the kibbutz. That's the dam. What dam? Not dam nido. Dam nido is tome anyway. It is dam nido. But dam teya of a mitzras is tome. So he couldn't learn it out from Zocho, because Zocho, there is no dam in Zocho. There is only reik, and dam is not analogous to reik. So that's why you need a special dos akosma. El domol itamidam tarashima. Ubishamai. Why do Bishamai say it is toya? Don't we have an extra posik that is marbe? So Bishamai say, Mikil mizoha loyasi. We couldn't learn out. In other words, that Lankivo is needed to advise us that the reik of a mitzvah is tamei. But you ask, couldn't we learn it out from a ratul, a bamemotinu from Zoho, from Tzere? No, we couldn't learn it out to a bamemotinu from Tzere. Because I could say, the Zoho is more homo. Maybe the Torah was mitamei the reik of a Zoho, Mitzvah, but not the reik of the Mitzoras and Kevo, because Zohar is Mochamo. How do we see that Zohar is Mochamo? How is Zohar? Mali Zohar, Shechinto, Priyo, Prime, Biyoso, Bitash, Mishamito. So, there is Aloy. But Mitzoras, there is no Aloche of Priyo, Prime, and also Bitash, Mishamito, in other words, the wife is in Mitzoras, so she's not a Suro, Bitash, Mishamito. Oh, so Tima bin Kivir aloy Ubisilel. So that's so it's a kashi again Bisilel. How can Bisilel learn out from one cable that Lankivo was written to advise us that the Damteya shall mitzaras is tomei, because otherwise it's not necessary to be written. We could learn it out from Lazocho, but we cannot learn out. In Bishamai have a big tiny, a big argument. How can we learn out in Mitzras from Mitzere, after all Mitzere is more humble than Mitzras? Ubisilel. So the Gemara says, no, it's the other way around. Inochanami, if the Torah had mentioned that the reik of a Mitzere is tomei, we couldn't learn out that the reik of a Mitzras is tomei, because Mitzere is Mohammed. But once the Torah mentions Lamikevo, that the reik of Mitzras is Tmeyob, and the Mitzras is not as Chomor, as Chmur, as the Mitzere, because she doesn't require prayer for me, and she's not a Surah Shamito. So we could learn out that Zohar and Mitzere is reik is Tmeyob. The other way around, why does the Torah mention Ligabi Zohar, that the mayonnaise atomei, so imeni inyan lizocho, nei inyan l'nikevo, not ligabi reik, but ligabi dam. Ubisil ha'alich d'vrachmone b'nikevo, v'libo yezocho, v'anamine uma nikevo, sh'netunu primu uprimu, v'nasu b'tasham yitoro b'rachmone yezocho, Maniseo, Zoho the coach, Meinian Lizoho, the Inian Nikabo, Meinian Maniseo, the Inian Lidomo, Lidami, Dam Tarasho, Ubishamai. So, there is an extra person of Lazoho. Lazoho is superfluous because the trick of Izoho Mitzera is Dome, we could learn out from Nikabo. So, why do Bishamai say that the dam tear of the mitzras is not tamei? Ubishamai, they say zocham in kevo lo yasi. We couldn't learn out zocham from the kevo. If the Torah had not mentioned explicitly legabe zocham that the reik is mitamei, I wouldn't know, because I could say maybe the reik of a mitzras nikevo is mitame. Why? Because nikevo is malchomo. Malik nikele mifrach, zocham nikevo nas nikele malik nikevo shechon mitame meines. Let's say when she has zive, a flow of dam, beines, she's still tmeo. Not like Abizav, b'shiva drochem is beitkin is mitame. Tema bizocho is not so chomo. If Zohar has zive because of a certain food he ate, because of excitement, Yeshiva Drochen, Beit Kines Azav, so then it doesn't become Tomei. Some may it seem Zohar is not as Chomor as Nikebo. Some maybe the Chumre of Reit being Tomei doesn't apply to Zohar, it only applies to Nikebo. So the Gemara says, Ubi Silel. So Bisil says, no, Bisil says to Bishamai, in other words, how can you say that you couldn't learn out that Reik of Izocho Mitzere is Mitamei from the fact that Reik of Nikeva Mitzoras is Mitamei? Because you could say maybe Zocho is not, because it's not so humble as Nikeva. How do we see that Zocho is not so chomer as Nikeva, insofar as the dini tume of Mitzere such are concerned? On the contrary, Zocho is more chomer than Nikeva, because Zocho requires prime, and also the Shashamit and Nikeva not. So it's only vis-a-vis the tume Zove, so Zocho is not as chomer as the tuma Zove of Nikeva. But how can you make it pirche from the chumre of zibus ligabe tzaras? One has nothing to do with the other, it's two different tumes. That's what Bisilel say against Bishamai. Ubisilel. So they say to Bishamai, how can you Bishamai say that we couldn't learn out that the reik of Izocha Mitzirei is mitamei from the fact that the reik of a Mitzeras Nikevo is mitamei, because Zohar is not as chomor as Nikevo. Zohar is not as chomor as Nikevo in the area of Zobus, but in the area of Tzoras, it's even more chomor, so we certainly should be able to learn out. So mele, that means that the Tla Zohar is superfluous. It's not needed ligabi reik of Izocha Mitzere. So you have to apply it ligabi idamtea of Mitzeras. Ubisil kan Mitzere parach no lezav, ubishamai shum tume parach. That's one more. Bishamai hold that we can make it pirche from a chumre in another area of tume. But this is tume and this is tume. So we see that in the general area of tume, so Zohar has certain chumres that Nikeva doesn't have. So since in Tumas Zovus Zohar has certain chumres, maybe in Tumas Nega also Zohar has. Zohar does not have the chumres of Nikeva in the area of Zovus. So it's not as chumor. So maybe in the area of Nega, of Tumas Nega, Zohar does not have the chumre of Nikevo, and even though the reik of Nikevo Mitzoras is mitame, but maybe the reik of Izocha Mitzere is not mitame. That's the first loshin. Then the second loshin assumes, no, that Bishamai agree with Bisila, that you couldn't make a pirche from a kule in the area of Zobus, ligabe the area of Nega. But people say more, I'm a lot of Bishamai. Highly Zohar. No, but the Zohar is needed to advise us another thing. It's not superfluous. Mi boyle li Zohar kol shu Zohar. Bin godeil, bin kot. So it's not superfluous. You can't apply it to Damte Hashem Tzaraz. Ubisilel. But how can Bisilel say that this Lazocha is needed to tell us the Aloche that Damte of Mitzaraz, but it's needed to tell us Ben Godel Ben Kotten? No, this Aloche of Ben Godel Ben Kotten, Bisila learn out from Zeis Teres Azor, from another Pasuk. The previous Pasuk on Zeis, Zeis Teres Azor, Vashkezimen Shechvazera Litomolo. So Mele La Zohar is superfluous. If it is superfluous, Ben Godel Ben Kotten, so Mele it's applied to damtei al mitzvahs. All right. Now the Rashi. Shoma in the Seogi Rechim Raglo, dos mizav tersi beirchio, at atam in Abke Shoma Yonei. In Abke Shoma Yonei is mizokhan Abke, kim nisham mitzir ma in Eisov. Yisham mitzras, lochom on Yiseo di, kedi kabesai bizokho. El domed les bizokho, vos pta shamito bishvas mizfirei, tersi vayish, 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 et mechus oloi, den oloi alo yishtish, en vashub lochem lo oloichem. Tima bin keil mitzras, les bizokhan, vichir tal mechus kapor, איש פיראו פיראי ואין אישו פיראסו פיראמס וגבי תשמיש נאמה מחוץ לאולי כסי ולא מחוץ לאולו יוקח לעשי מזוכו וסלון קייבו לגופו ולאו משום היוניס ומייך נפי שום היוניס לקולמים יאופינו לדם תשום היוניס יאופינו מריק מריק שמסגו וייצי ומססף פרילו יחד והכך יצא ודם לב מסעגל ויצאו ומשם הנסור נפקו ונקייבו שרמתם ואינס לקו זיבו ופרחנו לזהב ביטויו חגסנו לבוי יצאים אמרו לו בשמי היה זוכו מבוי אלי כלשהו זוכו ולגרסינו ניקייבו כלשהו ניקייבו Because there was another girls in the Gemara There was another girls in the Gemara ובוי יצאים אמרו לו בשמי היה לי זוכו מבוי אלי זוכו כלשהו זוכו בגודל קוטן ואני קיבה כל שני קיבה בין שיקטילו בין שיקטנו So Rashi says this is an erroneous girse We cannot be gayres We cannot be gayres לני קיבה בין שיקטילו בין שיקטנו Because לני קיבה is needed to tell us that the mayonnaise of a mitzeras atomei So he says, "V'legasim nekiva kolshin nekiva." Dim kim ayonis lemitzeo menolo el nekiva legabis mitzras lemein esel. V'yali zochem nekiva mayonis. V'yali zochem de mayisel dei libisil dalshel libishamay lizof koten. Shemitam v'zivivin yemei. V'nafkul mishish disil dibotekosh miodom. V'znekistan nafkul miyisho v'yisho. How do they know? How do bishamay know that? Eiktano is also mitame bizive, so that we learn out from veisho, not from lankevo. Lankevo is needed to tell us that the mayonnaise of a mitzaras is atmei. We have been able to speak about lankevo, the ochel rabbis mitzaras, and then he said, obisil namelit arshi ishish, minafk mizistir sazov, bin godol bin kot mitame bizive. Omer Rabbeis, Kiposhit Rapshin the Lokish Bizav Kiposhit Rapshin the Lokish Bizav Boyor Rio Rishino Shal Zav Kotin Mao Shetitami Bimag Now, the Aloha is like this If a person has a discharge of Sive for the first time so he's only Tami Tumasa that's all not 7 days he doesn't have to count Zayinki If he has two riyas of zive, even if the two riyas took place in the same day, not on Tuesday, the succession, so then he becomes tomei. Seven days he has to count zayinikin. He has to count zayinikin. He has to count zayinikin. Not tomei 7 days, but he has to count zayinikin. But he doesn't have to bring a call. If he has three riyas, even the three riyas are not on three successive days, so then not only does he have to count zayinikin, he has to bring a korban too. But one riyas is only tomei tumas eref, like in Balkari, that's all. So, kiposhit rapshin melokish bizav boyori, riyo rishenu shal zav koten, mao shetitam limad. The zile, the drop of zile, of the real shein of the zafkotten. Zafkotten means less, doesn't mean zafkotten here, less than bar mitzvah. But zafkotten means less than teshon of yimach. Less than teshon of yimach.
9 years.
9 years, yes. So that's a cotton. So real shein of zafkotten, maushet imam imam. Zeis der sazar. Vashatitim in a Shechvazera, Om Rachman. So Shechvazera is mentioned next to Zive. Kol she Shechvazera shalim mitamei, Rio Rishina shalim mitamei. Vahaikin di Shechvazera shalim lo mitamo, Rio Rishina namalei mitamei. Because it's only to mascare some merit to have the same status as a Shechvazera, just as a cotton pochas in the deshono yinechot. So Shechvazera is not Tomei, so Mimele, the real Rishino is not Tomei either, is not Mitamei either. Oidilmo, Kivin di Ilu Yiyu Chose Tarte, is Mitztarfe, is Mitamei. Suppose you'll see Turis, so then it'll be Mitzurev, so Mimele, so even with one Rie of Zive, is also mitam. No tzidrash. Ki poshit, ki dosh, ma'u shekitame, shni oloi mi boel. The whole Abaye by Rav Yosef is in respect to the zivo resheno, not in respect to zivo shniyo. The whole abinoloi mi lizocho, kol shu zocho, that he becomes tome, he has to count zayin ki. That means after 2 years. We have some tartarias, Xive. That's over Zeve. The Rishin shall Zav Godel, Naphtalon, Mahaikro, Zeis, Teres, Azot, Dine Chodere, the Chodig Zive, Xivikro. We are Shatitzman Shevazera, Iskes, Rear Shain, only carry. One second. So that Posik Rashi says he has reference to the first Zive, to Zive Rishenu.
He's just and like
the chod of zivek simlikho, vashatitz nishara zera, iskes rishin oli keri, avo dikot mai, mi amrinon, so the zivek rishin of a godl, one who is already teshon of yimechot, so that certainly mitame magi. The question is, the zivek rishin of a kot pochas mentes. Avo dikot mai, mi amrinon, jen oli keri iskas, Rimishkars or the Godel, he is to be carried, our cotton. The lesser be carried, lesser be rear of Shino. Oidilmo, Kim Dilu Jose, cotton rear, item is starfess, become I say, to Mashivo, Kim Zalvash the rears, so Mitame Nave, Kishel Godel, to Masara be carried without the secondary.
How do you know that cotton is Mitame?
At the same deals. That we learn out. That we learn out. This the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. I mean Lamed Gimel. I mean that the Gemara, Daf Lamed Gimel. That cotton is, that the cotton ben Yim Echot is Mitame Dizi. All right. Omar Ove Toshko. Zeis teres hazov, ben godu ben koten, ma godu rie risheino, shalei mitamei, af koten rie risheino, namo mitamei. Zeis teres hazov, so, ben godu ben koten, so just as godu is mitamei, without the second one, so koten also, Mitame name kishal godu to maserem vikar. Now, I don't think you should start the next Gemara. It's already probably 12:01. Okay, so I'll leave it here. I'm sorry that I didn't cover enough ground, but I felt I want to discuss that Indian, you know, the machlekes bishamai And we see how it has, it's of great importance, you know, this halacha. All these inyonim in Neis Kusim are very relevant to the practical shaylas. Right. Now, I don't have to mention that on Tisha B'Av there won't be a shiur. But I would like to give a shiur next week.
Monday
and Tuesday, we'll see. I mean, about Wednesday, we'll see. But from next Monday, I would like to give a shiur. Now, you don't have to go beyond. Just go over the tastes very well and go over the Chiddushi HaRashbo, especially on the sugye that Lamed Vov Amud Aleph. Lamed Vov, not only Lamed Vov Amud Aleph, the whole sugye of Mayan Echot and Shnei Mayonis. If I just want to mention, I mean, there is a machlekes between Rav, to make it easier for you, machlekes between Rav and Levi, whether the dam that emanates in the Yemei Teah emanates from the same ayon as the dam that emanates in the Yemei Tumas Leide or from a different ayon. So Rav says that it's Mayan Echot. But then you'll ask Monefshech, if it comes out from the Mokeya, from the same place, the same source. So, how is it that the dam that comes out, you know, in the first days, the 7 and 14, is Tomei, and the dam that emanates after the 7, after the 14, within the 33 or the 66 days, is Toya? This is, of course, no kash. And then Levi says that the reason as to why the Torah was Mitaya, the dam, in the 33 days, on the 66 days, because it's from a different source, it's from a different mind. It's a different source. So on the surface, it would appear as if, according to Levi, so the dam that comes out in the 33 days of the 66 days doesn't come out from the Moke. That's very strange. Everybody knows that it comes out from the Moke, the dam. So there is a tshuva in the Chasam Sefer. And the Chasam Sefer says that the Pshat is not Shnei Mayonis, that it doesn't come from the Moke. Of course it comes from the Moke. But Shnei Mayonis means that it's not, the cause is not menstrual cause. You see, the dam that comes out in the Yimitea is also comes out from the Mokia, from the uterus, but is a different cause. You see, dam can come out from the uterus because of different causes. So the Rav holds that it originates in the same cause as the dam that comes out Yimei Leide. And Levi says, both come from the Mokea, but the dam that flows, that comes out Yimei Leide, is due to one cause, and the dam that comes out Yimei Teah is due to another cause. In other words, some Mele was an Afkemine. What's an Afkemine between Rav and Levi? In the case of Shifas, suppose a woman started to have a flow of dam the last hour of the 7th day, or the last hour of the 14th day. The flow started, let's say, at 5:30, let's say, in the 14th day, let us begin. And it continued into the 15th day, the night of the 15th day. For 2 hours it continued. So, according to Rav, it's Mayan Echot, some mele she can be tivelis, and bimuteres lebailo, according to Rav. But according to Levi, the only reason is why the dam is toyer, because it comes from another cause, it emanates from another source. But here, since the same flow started before the expiration of the Milady, and it continued so naturally, it comes from the same source. So we know it's due to the same cause. Some melee, stomach cannot be developed in mutas because that dam is also done to me. It's also the dam. So this is how the Chasam Sofer explains the machlokes between Rav and Levi. Not in the sense that a woman will have a flow of dam from the mokia, but doctors will say this is not menstrual bleeding, this is a different kind of bleeding. Sometimes dam can emanate from the mokia and not be of menstrual origin, but some other cause. So then, for example, you know, there is such a thing, many women suffer from ovulation bleeding. Whenever they ovulate, so they bleed. Does she become a needle or she doesn't become a needle? Or doesn't become a needle? Now, when you ask a doctor what is the origin, the cause of ovulation bleeding, is it the same cause as menstrual bleeding? So the doctors will tell you it's just the reverse of menstrual bleeding. The cause is just the reverse. But it comes from the uterus. The blood comes from the uterus. Does she become a nido or she doesn't become a nido? According to the Chasam Sofer's pshat, he should follow. Now, I don't want that this should be mentioned to people who are not knowledgeable, because it has shalom can serve as a mirshim. You see, because le'aloche they have to count zaynikim for ovulation. But according to Chasam Sofer, he should follow that since the whole machlekes between Rav and Levi is on the question as to whether the dam that comes out in the Yemeteya is due to the same cause that causes menstruation, or is a different cause. So Levi says that it's not a special zerzakosuf, that it is muta. It's not a special zerzakosuf that it's toya. The reason is why the Torah says it's toya, because it's not of menstrual origin. So that means that anything that is not of menstrual origin, even if it comes out from the uterus, does not make her into a needle. That's how it follows. But I think
according to
everybody. Here the machlekes is between Rav and Levi whether the bleeding that takes place in the Meitea is of menstrual origin or it's of another origin. So Rav says it is of menstrual origin. So why is it muter? And Levi says the reason is why it's muter is because it's not of menstrual origin. So then to follow some other bleeding, like ovulation bleeding, will not make her into a needle. I think that there is no machlekes. I think that even the pshat of Chasam Sofer is strange, because the Kol Chasam Sofer it's a machlekes in mitzias, it's not a machlekes in din. I think that there is no machlekes in mitzias. The mitzias is that the dam that flows in the Yemei Teah comes out from the Moker, as Chasam Sofer says, according to everybody. That's it of a ball. And it's due to another cause, not the menstrual origin. And that is the machlekes. When the Torah says that when a woman has a flow of dam from the mokia, so it becomes a nido, is it only when it's of menstrual origin? Or even if it's from some other cause? Now, there is a shiras harisheni. The Ramo doesn't paskin like that, but the Beis Yosef paskins like that. The Shita of the Ravid in Tereskianim and Rabbi Hillel is that if a woman has an ulcer in the uterus and the dam emanates from the ulcer, the mako, as long as the mako is in the moker itself, not in the zodi, not in the base of Chitzin. So then she's stomach, even though the doctors say it's damak, so it's stomach. The Ramo doesn't pass like it, but there is such a shittas Hashem. That's certainly not of menstrual origin. And still the shittas of the Raivad is that she's male. So we see that not after of menstrual origin, any dam that emanates from the uterus, from the mokeya, makes her into indo. And then, so the machlikin between Rav and Levi is on that question. Rav says we pass like Rav. The mitzias is that it emanates in the yimiteya from a different cause, but from the mokeya. So Rav says, even though it's not of menstrual origin, as long as it emanates from the Mokeya, so she should be a nido. It's my merot. But the reason why it's story, because of the special girls, of course, according to Levi, no, in order to be a nido, it must emanate from menstrual origin. And since we passed like Rav, so a woman who has ovulation bleeding, so then, she has to count Zayniki. Now, but it seems to me, but it's not so important, I'll discuss it next week, that according to some Sefer, she shouldn't have to count Zayniki, but it's not so important. But anyway, I don't want to be quoted that I said, according to some Sefer, a woman who has ovulation bleeding does not have to count Zayniki, because you can never tell. Somebody will hear, I said, they call me on some sefer, and then they'll say, I paskened, that she doesn't have to count, and so you have to be very careful, so that should not be mentioned. And then, Bezos Hashem, I expect to point out that perhaps even according to some sefer, a woman who has an ovulation bleeding still has to count Zayniki. Okay, now, so for next Monday, so you have to go over the Gemara up to the next Mishnah very well, especially with the Chiddushi Arajbo and the Sugya that Lamed Vov Amud Aleph. That Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the third line from the end of the Amud. Boi Rav Yeisef, Ria Rishenu Shal Mitzero, Mao Shetitamei Bimasam. Let's see the Rashi. Mikimzile Mayanu Mitame Dilma Lab Mayanu. Via Rishena shall mitzeiro maush et tamid masa. Shall ishtoya loiti boilach. The Ria Rishena of a heretofore completely toya person, not a mitzeire. So there is no abai. That certainly is not mitame. The bodily tamil mass, this kashli carry, because the loch is that with one zive, one rie, is only tummy to maserev, like a balkari, not zainikin. The carry of the tamil mass is only mitami di magi, kitnan mirkamed misaraskeli. Now, so Rav Yosef is not having reference to the case of a real Rishaino of a toy heretofore toy aligam. That certainly has a din of carry, it's only mitami bimage, it's not mitami bimasi. And then Ushnio Namelit Boiloch and Rio Shnio of a heretofore toy aligamre. He doesn't have reference either. The Achilu Bodum Toya Mitami Bimas. So then it's a pshites, even if he's not a mitzere before. So it's Mitami Bimas. Kidomele Kamfeli Damanide. Zeiv Mitami Bimasi. Vialif Mizei Veitomei. Tespoch, Posig Beis. Dabur bli Yisroel v'amartem alein. Ish, ki yezov mipsore izei veitamei hu. Then Posig Gimel says, v'zei istie tumosei v'zei bei. Ro psore izei bei hoi hechtim psore mizei veitumosei. So in Posig Beis, the Torah mentions Zive twice. Ish ki yezov mitzore once. Zive second time. Tommy who? Posi Gimel, the Torah mentions Zive three times. Vizei stia tumose bizeve once. Ro psere yez psoroi. Ezoive twice. Oyechtim psore mizeve tumose twice. So three times. So the Tereskinim and the Gemara Nida says that Posig Beis deals with the Zav al Shteiris, so he has to count Zaynikim, but no Korban. And Posig Gimel deals with Zav al Shteiris, so not only does he have to count Zaynikim, he has to bring a Korban also. Anyway, so Posig Beis deals with Zav Balsterius. Balsterius, this is what Rashi means. Ushni an amalit boiloch, da filo bodem toya mitami de masi. Kis amalit kaunzeg da manide zei mitami de masi. Vi yali flom zei vei tome hu, va hu beri eschni oxib, di monakos of stai. Vi zov Balsterius of gomoli tumelishin tol kob. So, the Bay of Rav Yosef does not have reference to an Odom Toya, Riyah Rishen of Odom Toya, because that is if she tells, it's not the Tamil Masi, it's Keri, only Mag. And Riyah Shni of the Toya Ligamre is if she tells, it's not the Tamil Masi, because then the Gemara says, we learn it out from Posig Beis, Vayikot Esvov, the Bay of Rav Yosef deals with Riyah Risheino, not of Itoya Legamre, but Riyah Risheino of Zive, of someone who has been in Itzere before. Kiti Poiloch Risheino Dvodun Dalmelim Tamelim Mage Hocham Itzere Mai Mikim Zive Man Yehu. And then we have Igzeres HaKosuf of Lazocha, Li Rabbis Mitzero Li Mayonesov, Umayonis Mitame Bimase, Kidoma Fildamanide, Vichyorik Hazov Bitoya, Masha Biatoya. So what's the Baye? The Baye is not by Rio Risheno of Zive of Venitzere. So it's certainly not Mitame Bimase, Bitera Zive, because Nolum Toya. It's not Mitame Masi, it's Keri, has a din of Keri. How about Riyah Risheino of Zivin and Mitzere? Is it Mitame Bimase Viteras Mayones? There is Igzeres HaKosuf with the Mayones of Mitzere. Is Mitame Bimase? Now what mean Mayon? The Reik of Mitzere, the Spittle of Mitzere. Maybe the Ziva Risheino of Mitzere has a din Mayon, or the Zivo does not have it in mind. It did not have it in mind. Oilam Mayanu, Vahavi Kishori, Rishenu, Shal Kololom, Dibi Magamitam, Nagamitam. All right, now let's learn the tesis. Mikim Zive Mayanu, Yoloi. In Tema, the Felix Damani, the Mashma, the Zay Rav Mayanu, the Koma, the Nirat Mizave, Shane Misagel, Shane Misagel. Vedic Mora says, the dam of a Zav does not have to masmayo. Why? Why? Because we learn out from Reik. We learn out from Reik that Marik, so Shemisagyo Vietze, Avdam, Av Kol Shemisagyo Vietze, Yotsodam Shane Misagyo Vietze. So that's what the Gemara says. You can turn to Gemara Daf Nun Vav. The sixth line from the top, Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the Tanya. Yochel Yehida Mayetzi Mipiv Umipiv Amot Tmein Tmein. Yochel Rashi Yochel Dama Yetzi Mipiv Shal Zav Yehinidin Kireik Vidama Yetzi Mipiv Amose Yehinidin Kizeiv Kizeiv. Talmud Leimar, Zei Vei Tomei Hu, Hu Tomei, Vein Dam Ayeitze Mipiv Umpi Amo Tomei, Ela Toya, Ela Toya. So who is Mimayit? Who is Mimayit Dam? Now, before the Gemara says, that the Zeis tia to Mose be Zeve, Ro, Psore, Zeve, Yehachim Psore, Mizeve, to Mose. So Zeis is Marbe Miraglaim. That even though the Torah doesn't spell out Miraglaim of Izav, the Torah spells out Reik of Izav. But Miraglaim not, but Vizeis is. Is Marbe Miraglai. In Miraglai. Now, here the Gemara says, the Braise says, Zeve Tome Hu Tome Vendama Yetzin Pivin Piamo Tome. So we have Zeis being Marbe Miraglai of his art. And who mimayit dam of Izav? Ve'efechano. Maybe just the reverse. That Zeis is marbe dam, and who is mimayit meraglai? Meraglai. Omer abeichel mishum rabshimim ben yochoi dum yedreik. Mareik shemisagel v'yeitzei avkol shemisagel v'yeitzei. See it. Yosodam shemisagel v'yeitzi. Ve'arei cholov shebi'isho shemisagel v'yeitzi. And still, it's not mitame v'teras mayones. It's only mitame v'teras mashki. V'yom ama cholov shebi'isho mitame t'mas mashkin ein, avoloi t'machmo v'teras mayones. Elo ama rabbi yechanan mishum rabshim ben yochoi. Dum yedereik. מה ריק מסגל וייצא וחיזה ונבלה? אף כל מסגל וייצא וחיזה ונבלה. Because ריק, not only does ריק have the characteristic that first a substantial quantity of spittle is formed in the mouth and then it comes out. But even when he tried to spit out, he still can swallow it again. A person can be eikir, the reik, start being eikir the reik, and swallow it again, and swallow it again. So in other words, mashein kein, cholof shebi'isho, the moment she starts to be eikir, to squeeze out the milk, so she cannot be mavriat again. So that's why cholof is not dum yedereik. Meraglayim is the midrash, but cholov is not the midrash. So there's the rosh. Then the Gemara says, ונלך מזווה, מה זווה שמסגל וייצא מטעמי אף כל, אם דם דתיזה מסגל וייצא זה אולצה מטעמי, או מה רובה מזווה לקל מלך, שחנקירים תומו לאחר, זה זה גמור. Now, let's go back to the table. מכים זיבה מה ינו אלוי, ואם תימא די פרק דם הנידו משמע, די זייב רב מה ינו, די קום אבי נלף מזי וישן עם איסאגה וייצא. So, it's a pshites that זיבה איזן עם איסאגה וייצא. Here the Gemara has an avai, so we see from the washing of Teisves Kashe, the Teisves explained the avai of Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef is raising a shaila mitzias. In other words, true, there is a loche of mayon, it has to be misagel v'yesi. First, it has to be accumulate and then come out. Not the moment there is a tipo of reik, so it comes out. No, it accumulates in a substantial quantity. Then it comes out. It comes out. But the shaila is whether zei b'mtzias is misagel yeitze or it's not misagel yeitze. So Teisa says the kashe. How is it that there the Gemara says b'pshites that zei v'lav mayonu the omar b'nilef mizei v'sheine misagel v'yesh leima the hosom koma v'nilef mizei v'ilav mayonu. Now, that is a little strange, because why should the Gemara have a sofik in Mitzias whether Zeiv is Misagel Yetzei or it's not Misagel Yetzei? Let's see the Mitzias. Let's observe the Mitzias. Let's observe the Mitzias. So, I think that the Pshat in the Abayin in the Gemara is not according to Teisves, first Loshen here, Eshali Mitzias, whether it's Misagel V'yetzi or it's not Misagel V'yetzi. The Mitzias is that Rei, that Zeiv, Zive, is also Misagel V'yetzi. Zive is also Misagel V'yetzi. In other words, that Zive is also formed in a so accumulated and then it comes out. So why does the Gemara have an abaye whether Zive, Rav Yosef have an abaye whether Zive is misagel v'yetzei or not? But there is one difference between the formation of reik and the formation of Zive. Reik accumulates first, and then when it comes out, it doesn't come out by itself, whether he likes it or not. It comes out voluntarily. If a person doesn't want to spit out the spittle, it will not come out. Only if he decides to spit out the spittle, then it will come out. So first it is accumulated in a substantial quantity, and then it's yetzei voluntarily. But if he decides not to spit it out, he doesn't spit out. You see that the Gemara in the Maskone says the Alfusa is not just Mareik Misagel V'yetzei, but Mareik Misagel V'yetzei V'cheza B'nivla. Because sometimes a person starts being itchy at the spittle and then he decides to swallow it again. He can do it. Why? Because it doesn't come out involuntarily like a reflex action. It doesn't come out, it comes out only voluntarily. So misagel v'yetzei means misagel, first it accumulates and then it's yetzei voluntarily. Not by itself, voluntarily. And the Gemara says, Miraglayim is analogous to Reik, because Miraglaim is also, first it's formed, and then it voluntarily comes out, but if he doesn't want that it should come out, so he can hold it. He can hold it. Mashein Kein, the Gemara says, Dam of Hizav. So, Dam. So if there's an opening, if there's an outlet, it comes out whether he likes it or not. He can make all the decisions in the world that the dam should not come out, but the dam will come out anyway. So Mele the Pshat, according to Fertesves, the Pshat in the Abaye by Rav Yisir, whether he came Zibe Mayenu or not, is not a Shaila Mitzias. It's a Shaila Nidin. What does the Droshe of Misagel V'Yeitze imply? Does Misagel V'Yeitze imply that it accumulates and then it comes out? Whether it comes out voluntarily or even if it comes out involuntarily, as long as first it accumulates and then it comes out. So that's the Pshat in Misagel V'Yeitze. Or Misagel V'Yeitze means first it accumulates and then it comes out only Birtzein Abayel, voluntarily, like rage. And Zev, even though Zive also accumulates. If a person has the condition of Zive, had that sickness, so it's also formed, it also accumulates. It also accumulates. Not like Dam. Dam doesn't accumulate because there is a circulation of blood. So it keeps on flowing, you know, throughout the body, through all the arteries and through all the veins, all the time. So he doesn't have to accumulate, but Zive does accumulate. But Zive, while it accumulates, but after it is accumulated to a certain degree, then it comes out, whether he wants it to come out or he doesn't want to come out. So that's the Abaye Rav Yisir. Mikein Zive, Mayano, what's the pshatin? Misagel Yeitze means it's misagel, it accumulates, and then it comes out voluntarily, or it means misagel, it accumulates, it comes out even involuntarily, it comes out. So that some mele the Gemara Teisa says the Ferik Tanida Mashma the Zev Lav Mayanu. The Omar Vinilaf Mizive Shane Misagel Shane Misagel Vieshlema the Hossam Koma Vinilaf Mizive I love mine. In other words, in Tinsalema, in the Abaye of Rav Yisir, that it's love me came mine, that Zive is love me came mine, because the Pshat in Mayon is Misagil Vieitze voluntarily, and Zive, whether he likes it or not, so it is discharged. So Mele, let us learn out that even Dam is mitame, Bitirasmai. I mean, not Bitirasmai, that even Dam is mitame, just like Zive is mitame. That's his first time. Iname, the second Eretz. Af al gav, de'ini misagil, ki dikoma hosom, mikol mokim boi lehochik, ikimayanu virabino lebinceiro mikod lezocho, kmushom ayonis, kibin di bizov, isli lizeif tu mechmure, kmoi berei kei umei miragu. So the second Eretz in David says, no, the Bible of Rav Yisir is not a shaile in the pshat, in the Xeros HaKosuf, in the Alfuse of Misagel V'Yeitze, where the Misagel V'Yeitze means Misagel V'Yeitze voluntarily, or Misagel V'Yeitze even involuntarily. No. Of course, the Pshat in Misagel V'Yeitze is voluntarily, like Reik, Miraglayim. You know, when it doesn't come out by itself as a reflex action. So, So they, but, so how could it be, so Gedaitoch, that Zive should have a din of Mayon, if it's a pshites? Rav Yosef, that Nisaga V'yetze means voluntarily, Zive does not come out voluntarily, it comes out once it is accumulated to a certain extent, then it comes out. So the pshat is this, because Bisilel say, and Allah is like Bisilel, the dam te'ar v'nitzeras is mitame v'teras mayon. Even though it's not mamish mayon, but because of his special zeros akosu of lazocho, imeinian lizocho, neinian kevo, vimeinian limayones, neinian lidamtea, shal mitzaraz. So there is a special zeros akosu that the damtea, even though it's not mamish mayon, because it's not the midereik, but it has a din of mayon. Damtea of mitzaraz has a din of mayon. So maybe the same tzeras hakosuv applies to zivetu. The same tzeras hakosuv of lazocho that has reference to damtea of mitzaraz, which is not misagoviyetze. Still, it has a din mayon. To mitame, so maybe the same as a kosov applies to zivetu. So maybe there is no kashe that Gemara says v'neilav mizive sheni misagio, because it's definitely in misagio. It's in misagio v'yetzei, because misagio v'yetzei means yetzei voluntarily, and zive comes out, whether he likes it or not, it comes out. So, but maybe it has a din of mayon, just like damtea of mitzeras has a din of mayon, even though it's not a mayon. And it's mashma from Rashi's Loshen, like the second Loshen thesis. Because Rashi says, "Hochen tere mai, mikim zive mayanu, v'yisrabem lizocho l'rabis mitzero l'mayeneiso, u'mayoneis mitam v'maso, pidon v'lamidor v'azotem mashmedir." So he mentions the posik of lazocho l'rabis mitzero. He doesn't mention the posik of lazocho l'rabis mitzero. Of course, I mean, because here the Abaye is, in regard to the zive of mitzera, all right, but Pashtus Haloshen of Rashi, he tends to indicate like the second teres of this. It's not a raya mochacha. Oy, lav mayanu. In other words, it's true there is exerus hakosuv that the damtea of mitzeras has it in a mayan, there's damtea of mitzeras, but it doesn't apply to zive of mitzer. V'havu lav mayanu, v'havu kishori yorishenu, shel kol odom, dimago mitami. All right. Omar Rove Toshka. Dimor. Zei veitomi. Posik beis. I mean the same posik. Vayikot esvot. Davo of me Yisroel v'amartem aleyem. Ish ki yeh zov mitzorei zei veitomei hu. Zei veitomei hu. Limed ala zei shehu tomei. Vimai. Ilei me bizad reide. According to Rashi, it means Riyoshniyov zide. Riyoshniyov zide. And the Zav Grede, not in Mitzere, so why do we need the special Zeres HaKosov of Zevei Tomei Hu? Without the special Zeres HaKosov, I could deduce that it's Mitame Vimas. weil achirin gerin tume, liatz mili kolschkin, alle Zierei. Na. Limit a zei fiu tome. O zei vi tome hain rie schnio. שערי מונה הכוסף שתיים זוב מבשורי זה ותמי לימד על הזה אפשר תמי ויום בדמנידו דהי קרול לרביס למאגו להצליח ולקור המשך וזרע אל למסה אילי מביזב כרידי ללב מצעירי לא מלקור לטיפ עצמו דתצמיתה מבמסה פשיטה לאחרים גרם תמי לעצמי לקור כלים הטיפ הזו גרמס libailo shemitame de masse so without the special zeros akosu of zivi tome I could learn out that the tipa zive of the rio shnio is mitame de mas so since the bailim of the rio shnio the bailim of the rio shnio the zav is mitame bimase, so certainly the tipe, which is the cause of the bailim, to be mitame bimase. Why is the bailim mitame bimase? Because he had a discharge of zive. So the discharge of zive, that is the cause that made the Baili, the Baalazive, be mitam limasi. So the Tipe itself certainly should be mitam limasi. Why do you need a posse of Zeide Tomehu? Now let's see Rashi. Klima Tipe Zugiremes Le Bailo, Sheitam Limasi, Kidirsiv, Vichola Nigia Bechila Sheye Tachtov. ויקניון בלייני של זר, כי עצמו לא יקור שכן. אלו, so the posik of Zevi Tomehu does not come to his vices that the rio shnio of a heretofore toyer, not a mitzere, is mitame bimas, because that we could learn out from a kalachimer, of lachirim gerim tume lachirim kolchim. But the posi comes to tell us that the tipo shnio, the rio shnio of a mitzere is mitame bimas. So there we couldn't say lachirim gerim tume liatzme li kolchim. Elo bizav mitzere yisrir, do yose mikalvachimia, do ligomole tume. So there the tipe is not the one that causes the tumes masse. Shari machmas nigi hoyo mitame di masse vafilu beya. Vafilu beya. So that means that even without the riashnio, he would be mitame masse. He would be mitame masse. So we see from Rashi's pshat that a mitzere is mitame b'masi. A mitzere is mitame b'masi. So mele, we couldn't say, since this tipe is mitame b'masi, so it certainly causes the bailim to mitame b'masi. So this itself certainly mitame b'masi, because it doesn't cause the bailim to mitamil masi. The bailim would be mitamil masi anyway, even if he didn't have this tipe, this ria shnio. Yistrich kol l'ribuye b'ria shnio, sh'mamino mikin zid alavayim. So two things that have to be pointed out in Rashi. One is, why one question is, and the Radachim Shachaybo raises that question. Why does Rashi say that Bizav Mitzere there is no Kal Vachomer. Why is there a Kal Vachomer? Bizam Tzeir. A Zav, not the Tzeir, there is a Kal Vachomer. Lachirim Gerim Tumel Asmo Likolshu. Because if it's a Zav, not a Mitzeir, so until the Rio Shnio, the Gavre, the Bailin, the Baal of Rie, was not Mitamimas. Now he begins to Mitamimas. So Mimele Lachirim Gerim Tume, the Bailin, the Achirim, there's the Bailin of the Zive, the Baal of Zive. So what we call Mashin Kei, the Rio Shnio of a Zav Mitzeir, so even before the Rio Shnio, on the score of Mitzere, he was Mitamil Mas, the Bailmental Mas. So Mimele, it's not the Rie that activates him into a Tumas Mas, to become affected in Tumas Mas. So Mimele, we couldn't learn out the Galachim. So the Kasha by the Rashbo is, but even if he hadn't been in Mitzere, this Rieshnir would affect him with the Tumas Masen, with the Gavre. But he's a Mitzayah. So he was affected with Tumas Masen before too. But even if he hadn't been affected with Tumas Masen before, so this Rieshnir would affect him with Tumas Masen. So again, we can learn how the Kal Vachomer of Lachirim Gerim Tumel Asmo Kosher. So, what is the answer? Apparently, according to Rashi, that's the cloud in the offices, in the Midas, Shatir and Rashi Ben. That, in other words, Lachirim Gerim, in order to deduce the Kal Vachomer, Lachirim Gerim Tumel Asmo Kosher, so it must be Gerim Tumel practically, not just potential. You see. So if it's vis-a-vis a zavu is not a mitzere, then the Rio Shnio actually, in fact, affects him with Tumas Mas. Because until the Rio Shnio, he was not affected to it Tumas Mas, and now he becomes affected to it Tumas Mas. But vis-a-vis Izav and Mitzere, so even before the Rio Shnio he was affected, the Gavre was affected to Tumas Mas. But as a result of the Rio Shnio, so he could be affected to Tumas Mas even if he hadn't been affected before. But the fact is that he was affected to Tumas Mas before. So it's only Lachirim Gerim Tume potential, not actually, because actually he doesn't need that affection of Tumas Mas, because he was affected with Tumas Mas even prior to the Rio Shnio. This is Rashi Shita. In order to deduce the Alti Kal Vachomer of Lachirim Gerim Tume Lachirim Likoshkun, so it has in practice affect him with an additional tumen. But vis-a-vis a mitzere, so it's not actually that he becomes affected with an additional tumen of Tumas Masa. He was affected with Tumas Masa before too, before the Rio Shnio. Right. That's one kasha against Rashi, and that's the Teretz. The Rashbo says that, the Chiddush Rashbo. Then the Nada Kashi against Rashi, he states his Kashi against Rashi. Because Rashi says here, Lachirim Gerim Tume, Kileima, Tipo Zu Gleremes, Libailo Shemitame Dimas, as a result of the Rio Shnio, he becomes affected, the Bailo becomes affected with an additional Tume, namely Tumas Mas, Kitachsiv, Hanigea Bechola Sheyeh Tachto, Voitminon Bergeni Shal Zav. So he mentions the Xerosakosu Bergeni Shal Zav. So Mase here really means Elini Shal Zav. So Mele, there are two questions. One is, this is two kashas. Now what does Elini Shal Zav mean? So Teisves mentioned two pshotim in Elini Shal Zav. Tisvez Daflam Medalev on the base, Tachtin Kelyin. So one pshat in El Yenishal Zav is the Rashbam's pshat, if you have a scale, and the Zav is on one pen, and then you have Eichel Mashkin, and then you have a Beget on the other pen, on the other side of the scale, and the Zav is Machria, the pen on which he is placed.